For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A partial government shutdown has taken place over the funding for President Trump's border wall. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
There are not the votes in the Senate for an expensive, taxpayer-funded border wall.
President Trump was supposed to go to Mar-a-Lago, but he had to scrap those plans until later. Late on Friday, he was back on Twitter pushing Congress to help him rein in illegal immigration on the southern border.
Our great country must have border security. We don't want people coming in that aren't supposed to be here.
Congress will try for a compromise again this weekend. Most necessary services like the military, the postal service, and air traffic control are not affected by the shutdown, but they won't get paid until the shutdown ends. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has undergone successful cancer surgery. A spokeswoman says the 85-year-old justice is resting comfortably after the surgery at Memorial Sloan Cancer Center in New York City. Doctors discovered the nodule during tests in November after she suffered rib fractures in the fall. The statement says the surgery was planned and there's no evidence of any remaining nodules and that scans didn't detect any malignancies anywhere else in her body. Dr. Seuss's wife has died in La Jolla, California at age 97. Audrey Geisel helped oversee the literary estate of her husband, who died back in 1991. She'd been busy with publishing and continuing her husband's charitable giving, including giving millions to libraries. She was also an executive producer on The Lorax and the current movie, The Grinch. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
He's the personification of reality TV. Andy Cohen has a lot of titles, TV executive, talk show host, and New York Times bestselling author. But now he adds one more, giving this news on his live talk show.
I want you to be the first to know that after many years of careful deliberation, a fair amount of prayers, and the benefit of science, if all goes according to plan, in about 6 weeks' time, I am going to become a father.
The 50-year-old says family means everything to him.
Having one of my own is something that I have wanted in my heart for my entire life. And though it's taken me longer than most to get there, I cannot wait.
President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame has been vandalized again. Here's the latest from USA's Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump's star actually vandalized twice this week. First on Wednesday night by a man wearing a long black coat who used a black marker to scribble swastikas and vulgarities across the star. Then after the star was cleaned, the second incident happened a few hours later when a group of animal sympathizers dressed as sheep spilled red paint across the star while holding signs that said sheep suffer for wool. The president's star had been vandalized twice in the past, both times by men using pickaxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.